Everybody. I remember planning my first trip to Greenville, South Carolina, 2 years ago. 2 years ago this month, actually, is when that happened. And I was on the phone talking with the elders, and they said, "Do you know where the Drury Inn is in Greenville?" And I said, "No, sir, I don't. I don't know where anything is in Greenville." And they told me about Woodruff Road a little bit. And they told me approximately how to get to the Drury Inn. It's behind the Cracker Barrel. I like that. And then they said something that made the whole conversation easier. They said, "Well, there's only one Drury Inn in Greenville." And I thought, man, this is awesome. You know, I promise you, if there's only one, I can find it. You know, that makes it really, really easy. I remember many years ago studying with a preacher in his office about the church. The church. He always talked about the church. And we studied the Bible about the church. And he said something to me that made the whole conversation easier. He said, "There's only one. There's only one church that you're going to read about in the Bible. There's only one church that Jesus established. There's only one church that's on its way to heaven." And that made my decision to obey the gospel a day or so later much, much easier. And tonight I want to let you know that you can also become a member of the church, the one church that Jesus talked about building, promised to build, did build, the church that he is now the head of, the church that now exists as his spiritual body here on earth, the church that Jesus is coming back for when he does come again and all this stuff ends around us. That church, that one church, you can be a member of it tonight by obeying the Lord's plan of salvation, by hearing and believing and repenting and confessing your sins and being baptized for the forgiveness of those sins. If you're ready to do that tonight, we are so ready for you tonight. If you want to talk more about that and just study it more, we had a gentleman visit our services on Sunday. He wants to talk more about this, and we're setting up a time that we can do that together, him and I, to talk more about what the Bible says about the church and this plan of salvation. If that's where you're at, then we would love to be a part of that process with you. If you're ready to obey that plan of salvation, fantastic. We're ready for you. I realize on Wednesday evenings like this, we're speaking largely to folks who are already members of the church, and that's a blessing all in its own right. This is a great opportunity for us to talk together about pleasing the Lord every day with what we do and making sure that we're staying members of that church in good standing, because we want to please God. We want Him to be proud of us. We want to represent His cause and the love that He has for us in this world. We want to represent that well. And tonight, there's an invitation to those of us who are members of the Church of Christ to make sure that we are the kind of members we need to be. So tonight, if you need to respond to this invitation, we invite you, while we stand and sing, won't you come, please?
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.